Good morning. This is Times of India Radio and here is today's news. India joins a long list of countries suspending the Boeing 737 MAX planes, including the United Kingdom and China, as the DGCA has taken the decision to ground the Boeing aircrafts immediately. The planes will be grounded till the appropriate modifications and safety measures are undertaken to ensure their safe operations. The DGCA continues to consult closely with regulators around the world, airlines and aircraft manufacturers, to ensure passengers' safety. SpiceJet and Jet Airways are the two domestic airlines that use Boeing 737 MAX planes. The Boeing 737 MAX aircrafts came under the radar after the Ethiopian Airlines plane crash on Sunday, which killed 157 people on board. Former ICICI Bank CEO Chanda Kochhar has told investigators she wasn't aware of her husband's business dealings with Videocon Group MD Venugopal Dhoot when six high-value loans to the group were approved by the bank. According to sources, when asked about a Rs. 64 crore loan given by Videocon Group to Deepak Kochhar's company, New Power Renewables, a day after a Rs. 300 crore loan was disbursed to a Videocon Group company by the bank, Kochhar said she didn't discuss her bank-related work with her husband or vice versa. Hence, there was no question of taking any favour in lieu of the bank loan. CBI has alleged this Rs. 64 crore loan was a bribe to the Kochhars. Jaish-e-Mohammed chief Masood Azhar meets the criteria to be designated as a global terrorist and not doing so is against regional stability and peace. The US said on Tuesday on the eve of the UN Security Council making a crucial decision in this regard. The JEM, headed by the 50-year-old Azhar, carried out many terror strikes in India and was involved in the attack on Parliament, the Pathankot Air Force Base, army camps in Jammu and Uri and the latest suicide on CRPF in Pulwama, which claimed the lives of 40 personnel. In the aftermath of the February 14th attack in Pulwama, three permanent members of the UNSC, the United States, Britain and France have moved a resolution to designate Azhar as a global terrorist. Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal said on Tuesday that AAP will win all seven Lok Sabha seats in Delhi, even without an alliance with Congress, indicating that the party was ready to contest on its own. He clarified that no talks were on and present for any truck with Congress. He, however, did not categorically say that the door is now shut. It is a theoretical question. Kejriwal said when asked if he was still open to an alliance with Congress and added that he will be able to say something only after some message comes from the Congress.